Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Yates Amud Beis. We're holding on the bottom of Yates Amud Aleph, three lines in the bottom. So the Mishnah had said that for Amrula Ishi Kain Gadol v'chulu, that whoever it was, whether it was the Ziknei Bezdin or the Ziknei Kahuna, so when they made the Kain Gadol make a Shvua, so the Mishnah told us that the Nusuch that they used to say to him, that they would say Ishi Kain Gadol, they would say Ata Shluchenu, that you're our Shliach. So says the Gemara, this that they said, you are our Shliach, Leimati Avitufti the Rav Huna Breid Rav Yoshua, L'chayra, this Nusuch seems now like the Shita of Rav Huna Breid Rav Yoshua. The Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yoshua, that Hani Kaihani Shluchid Rachmanin Enu, that Kaihani, when they do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, so are they considered our Shluchim to do the Avoid, or are they considered Hashem Shluchim? So Rav Huna Breid Rav Yoshua said that they're considered Hashem Shluchim, they're the Shluchid Rachmana. We'll see in a second the Raya, but the Nafkamina, Rashi says, is that being that the Nafkamina will be whether or not they're allowed to perform the Aveda for someone who asserted himself in Anah. Let's say Reuven asserted himself in Anah from Levi, who's a Kain. Reuven, I said, he's not going to be Nana from Levi. So is Levi allowed to bring a carbon for Reuven? So if they're Shluchei done, so then Levi's not allowed to bring the carbon for Reuven. But if they're Shluchei Rachmana, so then they'll be allowed to bring the carbon. That's what Rashi says. Now the kash is that even if they're shluchei didan, the chayra mitzvah lav lehanestent nu, like we had in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that if Reuven makes a neder, he's not going to get any anah from Shimon. So Shimon still had to blow shayfer for him, for Reuven, because mitzvah lav lehanestent nu. And so therefore it's not considered that Shimon's giving Reuven hanah. So why should this be any different? So different Rishonim say that there's a difference, that shlichus is different. That even if you're allowed to, let's say Shimon is allowed to perform a mitzvah for Reuven, he's not allowed to do it when Reuven asks him to be a shliach. And it's taka brought like that in Shulchan Aruch, in Lahalacha, in Siman Tavkuf Peitas Siv Zayin, when the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha, that Shimon's allowed to blow shofar for Reuven, even if Reuven was made hanah, that he's not going to get any hanah from Shimon. The Shulchan Aruch brings from the Ran that if Reuven says to Shimon, be my shliach, so then Shimon's not allowed to blow shofar for Reuven, because there's hanah in the fact that he's doing a shlichus. And the fact that he asked him to do it for him and he's doing it for him, that's a separate hanah, nothing to do with the mitzvah. That there's hanah. So if on the tzad that they would be shluchei didan, so this is what the Tosfos Rit speaks out in Maseches Kedushin, Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, on the tzad that they're shluchei didan, they wouldn't be allowed to do the avodah, even though mitzvah is lav lehanes netnu, because here they're doing it al shlichus, that would be a problem. But either way, that's the nafkamina. And Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua holds that kaihanim are considered shluchei d'rachmana. How did he know that? The amrit shluchei didan ninu. His raya was is because if it would be that kaihanim are considered our shluchim, so he said it can't be because miika midi da'anan le matzinin lemevud. Is there something which a person himself can't do? A person, a Yisrael, can't do the avayd in the Beis HaMikdash. V'shluchei didan matzu avdi. And yet our shluchim could do it. The shliach's power is only mikayach the mishaleach, the sender. If the sender can't do it, how could the shliach have the power to do it? That was Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua's raya, that it must be that, that kaihanim are shluchei d'rachmana. But either way, that seems to be not like our Mishnah, which says that ata shluchenu, that's the nusach in the shvua, we say is ata shluchenu, that you're our shliach. It's mashman that the kaihanim are shluchei didan. So says the Gemara, it's not a raya against Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, because how chikamri le, I could say that this is what they mean to say, that mashbiranu alecha al daitenu val das bezdin, which the way the Sech Yitzchak learns Bidas Rashi is not that we're switching the Nusach of the Shvuah, but when they say Atashluchenu, when they say the words Atashluchenu, it means you're our Shliach not in the Aveda, you're our Shliach in the Kabbalah's Shvuah, that the Shvuah is being made with our intentions in the words and not with your intentions, meaning even if you have twisted intentions of what the words of the Shvuah mean, the Shvuah is not being made on your Das, it's being made Al Daitenu Val Das Bezdin. That's what the Shvuah is. That's what they were saying. Not that the Aveda, that you're our Shliach in the Aveda, that you're our Shliach, rather that you're our Shliach in the Shvuah. Says the Gemara Vayter, Hu Pirish Ubaicha Vehe Parishin Ubaichim. We said that everyone turned around and cried. Hu Pirish Ubaicha, the Kohen Gadol himself turned and cried. Shechashdu Tzaduki, because they were chashed him as being a Tzaduki. So he cried. Vehem Parishin Ubaichin, and they would turn around and cry. The Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, that called a Chashed Biksherim like a Begufai. That one who's Chashed Biksherim, so he's like a Begufai. That he's Chashed a person who doesn't actually have anything wrong, so he's like a Begufai. So since they were Chashed, the Kohen Gadol, even though he was kosher, so that's why they would cry, because they knew what was in store for them, because a cheshed b'ksherim is like a begufay. The Chasam Sefer in Shabbos Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph explains that normally by all other averus, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will first be like a person in his moment, and then if he'll do tshuva, then it will end right there. And if he doesn't do tshuva, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him something begufay. But by being a person who's chayshet b'ksherim, so mida k'nega mida, that he was chayshet someone else, even though, and he wasn't dan him l'kav schos, so Kadosh Baruch Hu also isn't dan the person who was chayshet l'kav schos, and he'll go straight and be like him begufay, and not say that, oh, maybe if I'm just like him b'mamayna, so he'll be chayshet b'tshuva. Mida k'nega mida, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not chayshet, is chayshet him, and not dan him l'kav schos, and that's what it means, that a chayshet b'ksherim, dafka by this favera, a chayshet b'ksherim, a person who's not dan l'kav schos, so he's like him begufay. But either way, so that's why they would cry. They would cry because of this, because a chayshe b'ksherim is like a begufay. V'kol kach lama, and what was the reason for this whole shvua? Why did they have to make the Kohen Gadol make the shvua? So says the Gemara, so yitake mi bachutz v'yachnes, said he shouldn't be metaking the keteres, put the keteres on top of the gecheles mi bachutz, in the heichal, like the tzedukim used to do, k'derech ha-tzedukim aysim, which is the way the tzedukim used to do it. Which Rashi explains that the tzedukim, they understood from that which the Torah says in Parshas Achrim is that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the pasuk says ki ba'anan eira el kapayres, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that you can only come in the anan. So the tzedukim, they understood that means that you have to put the keteres onto the gacholim, onto the coals in the heichal before going in, so that when you go in, you're coming in with the cloud of smoke. That's how the Tzedukim understood, and therefore that's how that's how the Avodas Yom Kippur was to be done. However, we'll see the Gemara later on in Gimel and Aleph that Chazal explained that that's not the Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pshat in the Pasuk over there is that the Torah is telling us about a certain Esav called Mala Ashan. That Mala Ashan is a certain Esav that has to be put into the Keteres. Mala Ashan is a certain Esav which causes the smoke of the Keteres to go straight up. So that's what the pasuk means. Ki ba'anon eira el kapayres. You're supposed to have this malu ashen in the kateres. But avada, like the pasuk says, the pasuk says v'nasan as a kateres al eish l'fnei Hashem. That's only once you're l'fnei Hashem. That's when you're actually in the kodesh hakodashim. That's when you're supposed to actually put the keteres onto the gechalim. That's how Chazal said this pshat in the pasuk, and therefore they made the Kohen Gadol make a shvua that he wasn't going to put the keteres onto the gechalim in the heichal before going into the kodesh hakodashim, which is the way the tzedukim used to do it. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braiso, that Maisa Betzduki Echad, there was a certain story with a certain Tzeduki, Shehiske mi bachutz v'hichnes, that Hitaka did it the way that Tzedukim did it. He put the Keteris onto the Gecholim mi bachutz and the Heichal, and then he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Bitziasa Yadisameach Simcha Gedela, and when he came out, he was very happy. He was very happy that he did the Veda, so to speak, the way he thought you were supposed to be done. And Pagaboy Aviv, his father, met up with him. He saw him that he was very sameach that he did this the Veda the way that they hold it's supposed to be done. And Amar Layan, the father Tzeduki, said to his son Tzeduki, that Bani, my child, Afa Pisha Tzeduki Manu, even though that we're tzedukim, you should know I'm still a tzeduki, I still hold the way we hold. However, misyaron anu min ha-perushim, however, you should know that that's not the way we act. We're scared of the perushim, we're scared of Chazal, and we don't actually do the Aveda of Yom Kippur the way we hold it's supposed to be done, even though that we hold they're supposed to be misakin the Keteira as mibachotz. Lamaisa, when a tzeduki is a kind gadol, that's not the way he does it, because we're scared of Chazal. And Amar Lai, the son said to his father, that Kol Yama Yisi Mitzdara LaMikra Zem, my whole life I was Mitzdara on this Pasuk, Ki Ba'anan Eira LaKapayres, which as we said is the Makar that the Tzedukim understood, you're supposed to put the Keteres onto the Gechal and Mibachutz. Amarti, I said to myself, said this kid, Matai Masa Yavu Liyadi V'Kaimenu, when is it going to come to my hand, I'll be able to fulfill this Avaida the way the Tzedukim, the way we hold. Akshav Shabal Liyadi, And now that the opportunity came to my hand, like Kaimanu, and you think I wasn't going to do it. So Amru, they said, it wasn't very long until the Saduki had died. Vuhutal ba'ashpa, and he was put into a garbage, into a dump. Vahutilan yaitzin michaitmain. There was a worm coming out of his nose. Rashi says the nose is the first part of the person's body, which goes into a room. So that's the first. That's the aver. That's the part of the body that got afflicted. V'yesh ayrim. Some say that b'tziyasei nigaf. That it was when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadosh, and right away, that's when he was smitten. The Tani Rabbi Chiya, Kimin Kol Nishma Ba'azara, that there was a call that was heard in Nazara when this Taduki came out of the Kodesh HaKadosh. Shabba Malach V'chavate Al Panav, because a Malach had come into the Kodesh HaKadosh, and it hit him in his face. V'nichnesu Echov HaKehanim, and the other Kehanim, they went to see what had happened. Umatsu, and they saw that, they found that Kekaf Regal Ego Ben Ksefav, they found that his face, it had the appearance of like the foot of an eagle. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, "V'ragleim regel yishara," that the feet of the malachim are straight. V'kaf ragleim kaf regel eagle, that the calf of their feet is like the calf regel of an eagle. And that's taka what happened to this person's face. That's what it looked like. I was always bothered. Why did they not realize that he was a tzeduki when they made him make the shvua? As soon as they made him make the shvua, L'chayre, they should have noticed that he wasn't crying. If he wasn't crying, so then obviously he's a tzeduki. So maybe you could say he pretended to cry. I guess that's what you have to say. That maybe he pretended to cry. He pretended to cry, so that's why they should think that he's sensitive about the fact that they accused him of being a tzeduki. However, I saw recently that you could say a different teretz, based on the Yerushalmi. I saw in the Yerushalmi over here learns, on our Mishnah, it brings this story. It brings it a little bit differently, but it brings this story. And it says that this was actually the first time that it ever happened. That this is the first time that a tzeduki ever actually did the avoid the tzeduki way. So based on that, you could say that maybe they never instituted, they were never yet misaking this concept of the shvua until after the story. Before the story, there was no shvua. So I asked, why didn't they realize that he was a tzeduki before, when they made him make the shvua? And the answer is that they didn't make him make a shvua, because this was before they ever knew that a tzeduki was ever actually going to do it the tzeduki way. So therefore, they didn't yet institute the concept of the shvua. Maybe. I don't know. I didn't see anyone that discussed it, but it could be this was all before they ever instituted the concept of a shvua, which also answered a different kasha I had, is that if he was a tzeduki and they made him make a shvua, so how did he make a false shvua? Even the tzedukim hold you can't make a false shvua, like we discussed. That was the whole purpose of the shvua, because even the tzeduki held that you're not allowed a lie in the shvua. So how did he make the shvua? So if you say that no, this was all before there was a shvua, so then it's not shver. Either way, says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Zechariah ben Kvutal. We said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Zechariah, that they taught the Kohen Gadol on Leil Yom Kippur different parts of Tanakh, or he read it himself. And Zechariah ben Kvutal says that the part that he taught a lot often was Sefer Daniel. So says the Gemara, Masnei le Rabbi Chanan bar Rav lechiya bar Rav kamei de Rav. Rav Chanan bar Rav was teaching this Mishnah to chiya bar Rav in front of Rav, and he said, Amar Rabbi Zechariah ben Kvutal. And when he was saying it over, he called Rabbi Zechariah ben Kvutal, he called him Rabbi Zechariah ben Kvutal, with a pei instead of a beis. Umachve le Rav bidei Kvutal. And so Rav, I guess maybe he showed with his fingers, a beis, and no, it's not Kvutal, it's Kvutal with a beis. So says the Gemara, v'nemele meimar, why didn't he just say it? Why did he have to show it with his hand? Says the Gemara, because Kriya Shema avakare, because he was in the middle of reading Kriya Shema, so he couldn't talk. Says the Gemara, if he was real over in Kriya Shema, v'chei gavdim yishari, is it even mutter for a person to signal when he's in the middle of reading Kriya Shema? V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta ha-kori ha-shema, l'yirmez be'enov, that one who's reading Shema, so he's not allowed to signal with his eyes. V'l'yikritz b'sveisav, he's not allowed to signal with his lips. V'l'yayre b'etzbeisav, and he can't signal with his fingers. Rashi says that all these Lashonis are all the same thing of Lashon Remez, of signaling, just when it comes to the eyes, you say Yirmais, when it comes to the lips, you say Yikrites, and when it comes to the fingers, you say Yaira, but it all means the same thing. So how do we know, so Akariya Shema is not allowed to do any of these things. But Tani, we learned in the Braisa, that Rulazar Chasma Ymer, that Akariya Shema, Umrami's Beinav, one who does do one of these things. He reads Shema and he is Meram Mizbeinav, Umekaris Visvesav, Umare Betzboy. If he does one of these things, Allah Vakasav Aimer about such a person, the Torah says, Lo Isi Krasi Yaakov. So how could you say, how could Rav signal while, if he was in the middle of reading Kriya Shema, so how is he allowed to signal? Says the Gemara, Le Kasha, Beperik Rishon, Beperik Sheni. It's Beperik Rishon by the Parish of Shema, so that's when you're not allowed to signal, and that's when it says, Lo Isi Krasi Yaakov. But by Perik Sheni, by the Parish of Vahaya, so then you're allowed to signal. He still wasn't allowed to talk, but then at least he was allowed to signal, and that's when this story happened. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, V'dibarta bam. Once we, I guess, once we mentioned Kriya Shema, so now we're going to darshan the pasuk that it says in Kriya Shema. The pasuk says in Kriya Shema v'dibarta bam. That says that you should speak in words of Torah, and the Dibur's lashon of out loud. That you're supposed to speak words of Torah out loud. That bam v'loy betfila. That Torah you're supposed to speak out loud, but tefila you're not supposed to speak out loud. Tefila when a person daven shemun esrei, so it's supposed to be belachash. Rashi brings like we find by Chana that it says that v'koylu layishma. So that's by tefillah, a person's not supposed to daven too loud. If he desires, he's not even supposed to hear himself. But, for sure he's not supposed to daven in the way that other people can hear him. V'dibarta bam, again, you should speak in words of Torah. Bam yeshulcha reshus ladaber, it's only bam, it's only in Torah that a person has reshus to speak about. V'loy bidvar machem, he's not allowed to speak about other things. Which Rashi says doesn't just mean everything else. It means sichas yilad v'kalis reish. It means talking about things that are completely irrelevant. You know, like things like what the army could have done, how they should have known, they couldn't have known, what they should do. People throwing in their 2 cents. The kiluits, they have their amanda amar and these types of things, and they understand what's happening. If you're part of the army, so then okay, fine, that's your job. But if not, so it's dumb. It's sichas yiladim. So that the Gemara says a person's not supposed to speak about. Boom, speak about Torah. That's our avoda, to speak in Torah, not to speak about stam child talk. That's what Rashi says. Rabbi Acha Aimer v'dibarta bam, that you're supposed to speak in words of Torah. Asei oison keva v'altasim arai. They're supposed to make Torah keva. Torah is supposed to be keva, and other thing, and it's not supposed to be arai. Amar Rava. Rava says hasach sichas chulin. A person who sach sichas chulin bittul Torah says aiver basei. Shnemar the pasuk says v'dibarta bam. Bam v'loy b'davar macherim. They're only supposed to speak in Torah, not other things. I saw Rav Liashev Agav, he asked on Rashi, how did Rashi know to say that Dvar Mecherim is referring to Sichas Yiladim Kalas Reish? The Pashup Shad of the Gemara is that it's speaking about any sort of Bittul Torah. So how did Rashi know that it's Dafka talking about these things? So Rav Liashev explains that Rashi understood that this Gemara isn't about Bittul Torah. That, of course, it's Aser. It could be the Pshat is that you don't need Bum, you don't need a Mia to teach me that you're not allowed to speak in Bittul Torah. Stam, from the fact that the Torah says V'dibarta, you have to speak in Torah without any Mia, so that means you have to speak in Torah. So if you're not speaking in Torah, Mamelu, you're over on V'dibarta. You don't need Bum for that. The Sfasam Stak asked as the Kasha, that why do I need Bum? Learning that from V'dibarta. Lefi Rashi, it's not a Kasha, because Lefi Rashi, ain't a Chanami. See, a Bittul Torah, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. That could be its Aser Stam Alts V'dibarta. Bum is teaching me these other things, which Rav Liashev explains that it means that even at the time when one has a heter to be mevatel from Torah, meaning let's say a person's in a dirty place or a smelly place where he's not allowed to be learning Torah, he's not even allowed to be thinking in Torah. So there you would think that, okay, fine, so you could speak about anything you want. No, Zak Zot Rashi, V'dibarta Bum, that it's only in Torah you have permission to speak and not in other things, not Sichas Yiladim and Kalas Reish. That's always Aser, even if a person's in a dirty place or a smelly place where he can't learn Torah, he's still not allowed to speak about these things. That's how Rav Liashev and his artist over here explains Rashi. Anyways, Vaitan the Gemara, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, that Iver Belav, that also a person who speaks in these other things, he's Iver and alive, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kol hadvarim yigiyim lo yichal ish ladaber. That any, like, wasteful talking, dvar migayim, so that lo yichal ish ladaber, a person's not allowed to speak about. Says the Mishnah, Bikish lesnamnim, so again, we're talking about the Kohen Gadol on Leil Yom Kippur. So Leil Yom Kippur, if the Kohen Gadol starts falling asleep, so Pirchei Kuhuna Makin Lefanev Be'etzpot Tzrada. So these young Kohanim, they would snap their fingers in front of them, in front of the Kohen Gadol, with their Etzpot Tzrada. We'll see in the Gemara. Va'aymrim Lein, they would say to the Kohen Gadol, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master the Kohen Gadol, Amad V'hafig, stand up and get rid of your tiredness, Achas Al HaRitzpah, and do something on the Ritzpah. We'll see in the Gemara. what that means exactly. And they would be Isaac with him with these things. They would do all these different tricks with him to keep him awake until it reached the time for the Shechita Satamid. Says the Gemara, my tzrada. What is the tzrada? Which finger is the tzrada? Am Rav Yehuda tzarasa deda. The reason why this finger is called the tzara, a tzrada, the reason why this finger that the Mishnah is referring to is called the tzrada is because it's tzarasa deda, because it's the tzara of it. Mahi, what's it the tzara of? Gaidel, it's the tzara of the thumb. So the way Rashi explains is that we're talking about the pointer finger, the second finger, that they would snap with their pointer finger against the thumb. And it's called the tzar because it's the finger right next to the thumb. So that's what the Gemara means. However, the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnah says, Mavur, that it's talking about the middle finger. They would snap with their middle finger to their thumb. The middle finger is called the Amma. So they would snap with their middle finger and their thumb. That's also how the Tosafot Yeshanim over here writes, that it's the middle finger and the thumb. They don't explain then why is that finger called the tzara. Why is the middle finger called the tzara with the thumb? The Ben Ish Chaim, Ben Yoyada explains that maybe it's called the tzara because being that that's what hits against the thumb, that's what he snaps with, so that's why it's called the tzara, like a co-wife. But either way, so it's either the way like Rashi says we're talking about the pointer finger, and Lefi the Rambam and his Yeshanim, we're talking about the middle finger. That's how they would snap in front of the Kohen Gadol to keep him awake. Machvi Rav Huna va'azul, Machvi Rav Huna, Rav Huna showed this snapping, va'azul kala b'kule be'rav, and the sound was very loud, it went through the whole base medrash. But either way, so this was one of the tactics that they used to do to keep the Kohen Gadol awake. The Trumas Adeshin and Simen Tzamach Beis brings a raya from our Mishnah that it's mutter to snap on Shabbos and Yontif. Meaning the Gemara in Beitza, the Mishnah in Beitza, Lamed Vav brings that you're not allowed to play instruments or clap. Different things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yontif because you might come to be Misake in a Kli. So you're not allowed to do certain musical activities on Yontif. So the Trumas Hadeshen says, you see from our Mishnah that obviously snapping is not included. You see clearly that they were allowed to snap. Now, says the Trumas Hadeshen, you could say that no, really maybe snapping is Asa Durabanan. It's Asa Midurabanan. So why were they allowed to do it to keep the Kohen Gadol awake? Because they were in the Beis HaMikdash, and the rule is Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. But says the Trumas Hadeshen that if it was really true that this was only Mutter because of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, so then the Gemara should have said that. The Gemara should have spoken this out. And he brings other Gemaras where we find that Chazal speak it out, that Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, and that's why it was mutter. So from the fact that the Gemara didn't speak it out, it must be stam that there is just no Isra on snapping, that stam a person's allowed to snap on Shabbos and Yontif. However, the Beis Yosef in Or Chaim and Siman Shin Lamed Tes Sif Gimel, so he brings that the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Perichov Gimel is that it's Kamat Mufur, that it's usher to snap. The Rambam says it's also Lahakis Be'etzba Achas Keneged Achas, that you can't hit one finger against the other. Like those who play music. So it says the Beis Yosef, if you've seen the Rambam, it's Mavur, it's Asur to snap, even though you have a little bit of a Diyak maybe from our Mishnah that it's Mutter, this type of Diyak can't push away the Pshak of the Rambam, which is Mavur, that it's Asur to snap on Shabbos, and that's Takah, it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Shin Lamed Tes Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch brings the Lashon of the Rambam that a person's not allowed to snap. What about our Gemara? So the Beis Yosef doesn't come back to that. So what about our Mishnah? So how were they allowed to snap for the Kohen Gadol? So that the Beis Yosef doesn't come back to. The Magen Avram says that the Pashat Nechilik, he says that the Rambam's talking about when the person snaps in a musical way. Our Mishnah is talking about snapping just to wake up the Kohen Gadol. It's not like a, it's not done with a tune. It's just done as just a plain snap. So as a plain snap, that's mutter. Even so come to the Magen Avram, even after the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that's usher to snap on Shabbos, it's only usher to snap if you snap in a musical way. But just time to snap, the Magen Avram learns, that even B'das HaShulchan Aruch, that it's going to be mutter. However, the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkan Tes brings other Achrayim that are Mavur, that even if you snap, even not in the musical way, it's also going to be usher. So Maisa wants you to ask a Shaila about snapping on Shabbos. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'aymrim lo ishi kayin gadol, hafig achas ala ritzpa. They would tell the Kohen Gadol to do something on the Ritzpah, says the Gemara, Amrav Yitzchak Al Chodas, to do something unique, to do some sort of unique act on the Ritzpah. Mahi, what's it referring to? So Amri Le Achvi Kida. They would say to him to show a kida is a type of bow. Rashi says it's a type of bow where the Kohen Gadol, he keeps his legs straight and he bends himself all the way over. He puts his thumbs, without bending his knees, he puts his thumbs onto the floor and he's able to bend his head all the way to the ground and kiss the ground. That type of bow is a very unique type of bow, and that's how they used to keep the Kohen Gadol awake.
Ah!